Now time for locker room chat with Onega Boys head basketball coach Jason Claycamp after three games from this past week. And coach, we'll start off with your game against Frankfurt, falling in this one 53-18. And coach, this was a game where offensively you guys couldn't quite get into a rhythm here.
Yeah, we didn't shoot the ball very good. We had some crucial turnovers early. I thought we did some good things defensively, but we could not get the ball to go in the hole.
And then against Lynn, you guys also kind of struggled in the first quarter. You got down by 23 in the second half, but you got within two and ended up losing by 7. 52-45 was the final score. And, Coach, kind of something that's been kind of going on a lot this season is struggling in the first quarter. Is your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, that's kind of been our theme here lately is we struggle in that first quarter, first half. We get ourselves in a hole, and we normally make a run to get out of that hole, and against Lynn we did. We were down, I think it was 32-10 at half, and we got that game with about four or five minutes left. It was a two-point game, so we got ourselves back in the game. We did a lot better job of attacking the basket in the second half, which is something we didn't do in the first half, and we got some shots to fall and got ourselves back in the game. We kind of go, if we don't hit shots from the outside, we struggle early, and we're not very good at making adjustments early on.
Final game from this past week was Hanover handing you guys a 67-38 loss. And, Coach, you guys were also right there within a couple possessions in the first half. Your thoughts on how that game transpired?
Yeah, another one where we started out slow. I think we ended up 1-for-17 from three. So we struggled to hit that outside shot again, which could have made a different ball game. I think they got out 12 or 14 on us early, and then we crawled back. We were with a few minutes ago in the second quarter there, we were within, I think, six. So, I mean, we did some good things to keep us in the game, but ultimately we didn't shoot the ball well enough to finish it out.
So this week you guys have certainly some winnable ball games ahead of you with a home game against Blue Valley Randolph coming up on Friday and then a game against Donovan West on the road on Tuesday. And this was a Donovan West team that hung with Axtell last night as they only ended up losing by 7, and they had a lead going into the fourth quarter. So they're winnable, but they're not going to be easy.
No, there are no easy games in this league. In Blue Valley right now, they're playing pretty well. I think they've won 4 or 5 in a row. They got Frankfurt last night. So it's going to come down to how well we get out of the gate. We got to stop getting ourselves in big holes, and we've got to keep the game close early, and then we got to hit some shots. And that's something that we're kind of inconsistent with right now and something that we're trying to get better at.
And Coach, who are some of those guys that you're really hoping can really step up their play here in this latter portion of the season and get you guys some momentum as you go into Substate?
Well, Connor Niner's one that he's been playing pretty well lately. He's been up in that 20-point range for the last 4 or 5 ball games. He's been playing really well. Jackson's been struggling a little bit shooting. We need him to shoot the ball a little better. And another one that played really well the other night against Hanover was our freshman, Kason Huffless. He had 13 points and 8 boards in that game. And I think he got to the free throw line like 10 times in that game. So he's another one that could step up and give us some good minutes.
And certainly some important games coming up for you guys as you guys try to get your first TVO win here in this season. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and best of luck this upcoming week.
All right, thank you.
That was Onega Boys head basketball coach Jason Claycamp here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Mainstar Trust.